and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day
318.
18. Sorry. I am totally off tonight.
So it's 8 o'clock and 319. You're living in the future.
I am. Do you know, it's no better than right now. Let's start again. Right. Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters.
Day 318.
Do you think tomorrow will be any better? Probably not. Let me get in the chat and see what you are all up to. How are we all doing? As you can see, I've had a bit of a confusing day. hello, Jonathan. How are we all? Yes, quite. What day and time is it? No idea, Jonathan. I totally lost the plot. Oh, it's been stressful. You know, Boris, 2 days running. Honestly. But he has a plan.
A man with a plan.
Yep. Do you know what my first reaction was? I'm going to build a bunker. If Boris has got a plan, I'm going to build a bunker. Would that work for you, Jonathan? Do you have a garden area to put a bunker in? We have a small area at the back that I could put a bunker in. That would work. It's just... I can't watch the news anymore. Mike, however, has the inside drift, don't you? On AstraZeneca.
Not allowed to say.
Oh, what, is that, wasn't that shareable?
Oh, that. Well,
I thought that bit was shareable.
The stuff that's on a public website is shareable.
The public stuff is shareable. There you go. Hello, Paul. How is it down under?
We're not allowed to talk about the vaccine on social media.
We're not social media.
Or any kind of media.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Unless you are an official spokesperson for AZ, and as it said on Workplace, you know who you are. You can get fired for it, apparently.
Oh, right. Well, in that case, we'll shut up entirely.
My lips are sealed.
Right. I'm not saying a thing about the vaccine.
Unless Pascal listens to the back catalogue of Marooned.
Do you think Pascal would like to come on and be interviewed? I mean, everybody else has interviewed him. Why can't we have an interview? I could ask some very pertinent questions.
Yeah, you could. You could do it on the same show as Timmy.
Oh, no. Timmy deserves one all by himself. The more that Apple do, the more Timmy deserves that show. And to be honest, the more Apple do, the less likely it is that Timmy will ever join us on MacBites. But who knows? Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? Any vaccine for you yet? You are so far ahead of me on the list. Every time they rejig the list, I seem to drop off the bottom. Don't fit into anybody's categories, but never mind. As I said, I'm building a bunker. If Boris is letting the little kiddywinks back to school, I'm building a bunker. I really can't see the panic for that. We'll end up... Is this the third wave or the second wave?
It's the second, isn't it?
Well, when you look at the sombreros, it's kind of the third. But I think this one kind of merged in with the first. So let's say it's the second. There will be another one. How can he say, you know, March, it'll be fine? It won't be fine. They announced the grand total today that they'd done something like 500,000 vaccinations in the last day. Awesome. And 1,706 of them were the second dose. And they've got to wait 10 days until they're okay.
There you go. It says, only designated spokespeople, if you are one you know, are authorised to talk to media regarding our vaccine work. Do not engage in any social media discussions or offer reaction, like comment, on any social posts, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, etc., regarding our work with the vaccine.
Oh.
It doesn't mention Marooned at MacBite's headquarters.
No, it doesn't. Are we exempt? Can we be exempt? No, we won't put you on the spot, Mike. But let's just say Europe aren't happy. I can say that because I don't work for AstraZeneca and Europe aren't happy. They want the UK supplies. Funny that, isn't it? Couldn't wait to get rid of us after the Brexit thing and now they want us back. We've got a way in, I think, if we need to get back, don't we? We'll hold the vaccines hostage. Oh, hello, Kim. Kim's fixing dinner. Not yet. Oh, isn't it getting a bit close? I don't know how much notice they give you, but weren't you promised mid-February? Did they mention 2021? Just wondering. I'm thinking, who are all these people? You know, you're looking at 7.6 million. I mean, I do know some of them, and I know, like, Joe works at a care home. So I know a couple from care homes, and I know a few that are in their 80s, but that's literally about it. So I don't know whether it's just like lots and lots and lots and lots of people in care homes. It seems like a big number. It's almost 10%, isn't it? But if they've not had the second one and whatever. Then there's all the different vaccines, and then we could run out of vaccines. But it's all right. Boris has got a plan. How scared are you now? The minute they said Boris has got a plan, I thought, oh, no. No, give me a shovel. I'm going to start digging the bunker. Well, hopefully it won't be long, Anthony, because you were supposed to be well ahead of us on the queue. Were you category 2 or 3? We were 9.
This is public, so I'm not quoting anything
naughty
that I shouldn't do.
Don't pass comment on it, though. Just read it.
It was an interview that Pascal's given to... Well, actually, he's given it to loads of people, and it's just literally...
He's talking to everybody apart from us, you mean?
It's literally verbatim. Given the fact that a lot of countries have high hopes on the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine, but now there are supply problems, does it make sense for EU countries to give a second thought to a one-dose strategy that the UK is using? He says, I think the UK one-dose strategy is absolutely the right way to go for our vaccine. I cannot comment about the Pfizer vaccine, whose studies are for a 3-week interval. In our case, the trial we're talking about was conducted by Oxford University. We, AZ, are conducting the US trial, which we think is going to be ready very soon. Oxford University conducted the so-called Oxford trial in UK and Brazil, and we have data for patients who received the vaccine in 1 month interval, 2 or 3 months.
Can I make a point there?
Mm.
Oxford University did that in the UK and Brazil, and we now have a UK and a Brazil variant.
This is true.
Is this a coincidence? Or is this chemical engineering?
Will you get an Oxford vaccine jab? Yeah, of course, as soon as possible. My mother lives in France. She's 92 and she was offered the Pfizer vaccine. I told her to take it and be protected quickly, but she said, no, I want the AZ vaccine.
Oh, good grief, she's your mother. Oh, that's so sweet. What, you see, Anthony's a category 4.
That's what happens when your son is the CEO of AstraZeneca.
Yeah. You'd think he could put one in a lunchbox somewhere. Anthony's a category 4, which you know, if I think they're on category 2, then I'm 7 to go. But, you know, if they get to 4, that's quite close. But I keep dropping down the list. I swear I'll be the last one. Oh, I do think that's sweet of Pascal's mum. Your mother took what was given in the end, didn't she?
Yeah.
Has she got a date yet for the next one?
No.
So, sometime never then. Following the science, just saying. That's my comment. Nothing to do with Mike. Mike is not saying a word. Not one word. Works for AstraZeneca and loves it, don't you, dear? Just say yes.
Yes.
There you go. No, I'm going to be the last person on the planet. Possibly Kim, after Kim. No, because I'm going after Kim, that's right. I'm going to wait for Kim to say it's safe.
I'm distancing myself from them now they've got involved in a political row.
Oh, it's not their fault. It's everybody else. In fact, if the politicians stayed out of this, it'd probably be sorted by now. So, little fun things I found today. There was a classic. Where did I put that thing from the news that I was... Oh, where did I put that? How many browsers have I got open? 79. Nope, not that one. Okay, let's get rid of that one then. I thought it was in Firefox. I thought I had Firefox open and I was reading this story. I was laughing as I was reading it. It was unbelievable. It's not in that one either. Have I got more than one window open? There it is. No, it's not. That one was from last night. Oh, where's it gone? It was a funny one as well. Right, let's get back to the homepage and have a little look-see. No, it clearly wasn't on that one. Let me get the full story of what's been going on today. That's what I need. Oh, apparently that's it. No. This is ludicrous. Maybe it was on... Oh, there was one about puppies being sent back because they've just not worked out. That was awful. That was awful. Oh, we are apparently going to bring in some quarantine hotels, so that should be a giggle as well. Because that didn't go that well in Australia. They were outsourcing the security, and that would have been fine, but for the fact that the people they outsourced it to outsourced it, and then they outsourced it, and it ended up like 57 steps to Kevin Bacon. It wasn't good news. It wasn't good news at all. No, I can't. I don't see it. I will find it. It must be here. I must have put it somewhere else. Because I've, you know, when you open a browser and before you know it, you've got 47 other pages open and you can't remember why. That. I've still got the one open last night from the Tweetbot thing. Had a think about that today, didn't we, Mike? And came to the conclusion. We're not actually on Twitter that much. So probably not going to be an issue at all. But I must have one open somewhere else. I must do. I'll find it in the end. Eventually, she said. Oh, I did find one. This was something we missed, but I feel the need to share it today. This was something that came out of CES. You remember the smart toilet? Oh, it wasn't alone. Oh, no. I foresee one of these arriving at young Jonathan's flat. Smartish. I'm sure he'd be interested in one of these. Let me put it in. Right. I mean, who wouldn't want a smart bath? The thing that got me was you can turn on fog with your voice. Why do you want to be in a bath that size that looks like a table in a morgue in front of an open window with fog wafting around your body? But seeing as though Jonathan's got the flat, he's got the height in the flat. I'm thinking, Jonathan, you could possibly get one of those in. Jonathan, I believe what AstraZeneca say. Boris, on the other hand, not so much. No, Boris is very bumbling. I saw today's papers, the front covers, and he looked so sincere. It was his Churchill moment. And I thought, but I saw that. I saw the press conference and it wasn't that somber. So don't believe anything you see. Oh, Jonathan wants the bath. Apart from the price. Hang on, let's see. How much was it? I didn't get that far, did I? Oh, ouch. Available in October, I presume this year. You might as well get the one where the floor grates for overflow and the lights and stuff. I mean, 16,000. Just think of all the money you've saved on petrol during the entire year, Jonathan. It would pay for that and probably the toilet as well. In fact, that's not unlike your kettle, is it? You could tell your bath to fill.
The eye bath.
The eye bath, yeah. Water pours down the sides of the bath and is recirculated, so it won't be cold water by the time it's gone down the bath. Well, I mean, clearly there's an element of some description at the bottom, isn't there, that possibly you are sat on. Mm. And there's an experience tower that goes with it. So you fancy it, Jonathan. You'd be up for that then. Ooh, spiralised noodles from zucchini. That sounds nice. I'll have to get the spiraliser out. We do know where the spiraliser is. It's just a matter of getting to it.
Yeah.
Could we all club together for Jonathan? He's starting a crowdsourcing for this. I thought you might like it. This is why I leave these things here, because I thought you might like that. And isn't it the earnings call? Is that today or tomorrow? I do believe it's the Apple earnings call. And gist of that is made oodles of money. Let's see when that is. Apple's earning call. Oh, it's today at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, which is 10 p.m. Yeah. UK. So let me summarise what I think might happen. We've made pots and pots and pots of money. Would you like another subscription? Did I mention pots and pots and pots of money? And they sit there for 45 minutes rabbiting about that. So, yes, today is earnings call day. Who listens to the earning calls? I do, because I'm a sucker like that. Although I have taken, because I can record it and they record it, but I record it in case their recordings fail. So you can listen on catch up later at two times. So saves wasting time. Because, you know, when I've heard we've made oodles of money enough times, I know that, even if it's at three speed. So where did I put that page? Clearly wasn't there. That's worrying, because I don't think I had another browser open. But apparently I've got, how many Firefox pages have I got open? No, only two. Only two. Maybe it was in that one. Hmm. No, I've got some toys for Lola open. Oh, there it is. Oh, this one's a classic. Now I've remembered what it was. You know, we're all relying for our future on artificial intelligence, and we're all tech heads, and we all trust our artificial intelligence, don't we? Mm. Well, this one was on the BBC today. You're 3 degrees from Joe Biden. Oh, I don't see that conversation ending well, Kim, but I'm sure you could apprise him of where it's going wrong. This one is a classic. This is Facebook's AI. There is a place in the UK called Plymouth. You may have heard of it. It was an important, it is a very historic part of Devon. I've been there. I went to the museum. There is a maritime museum down there. And it is beautiful. It is a gorgeous part of the country. It is right down on the south coast and not far from where Graham is. So I went down there, I think it was 1991. Loved it. Absolutely had a fantastic time. There is a part of Plymouth and it is called Plymouth Hoe. I'm sure you can make the rest of that up. Facebook has had to apologise for removing posts that named part of a city it deemed to contain an offensive word. This is like Scunthorping, isn't it? But if that's the name of it, for crying out loud, which it is, Plymouth Hoe is like the area in front of it. It's Francis Drake was there, and he is very much the majority of what's in the museum. But apparently Plymouth Hoe is where he actually finished off his game of bowls before setting off to the Spanish Armada. So it's a hugely, hugely significant place in history. So when you're putting your artificial intelligence together, you know, artificial, take, intelligence, not quite. Wouldn't you put your exceptions in? And Plymouth Hoe is one of them. It's not what you would think if you were an American and did not know any better. And to be honest, hoe is not a word that we use that much here, is it?
No.
If you mean lady of the night, you say lady of the night. But yeah, got Facebook into trouble. all the Facebook groups have been closed down because of it. And there's now got 26,000 members in this Facebook group. And the post, Facebook said the posts were removed in error. We apologise. Yeah. That's what they say every time they do it. How about not doing it in the first place? How about marking it for a human to look at, or make your artificial intelligence more intelligent? That's what we need. Good night, Jonathan. Have fun dreaming of that bath. I'll get one fitted very soon. Very soon. Anthony thought it was hoes you use in the garden. Crying out loud. It is indeed Holocaust Memorial Day. United have had something to say about that, haven't they? Educating the kids, which is nice to see.
Yeah, it was something I've just seen on their website. So they've got a bunch of the young lads, the academy kids, which is like 13-year-olds, on a Zoom meeting. And they've got a Holocaust survivor telling them all about it.
That's amazing, isn't it, considering how many years ago? I was reading this thing that said it was a video of a celebration to celebrate 40 years since it was liberated. And that was in, I think that was 1985. When you think how much further on, they must have been children. But nice to see them educating the boys.
They've done that before.
They do a good job educating the kids. I think it's just a shame that so many of the ones at the academy don't actually make it through to the first team. You're buying players in who are as thick as a house brick. They've not had that education. They should be forced to have that in the afternoons. Think of it as a cultural infusion of what's important to us. But no, they don't do that either. So that's today's giggle from Facebook. Nicely done, Facebook, just saying. Barking mad. Barking mad. This is where artificial intelligence gets a bad name. And, you know, that is so easy to rectify. If you're going to mark a word as like, yeah, we're going to ban that, then look up its other meanings. Look up, you know, related to, and think, is this going to cause a problem? It's like all these cancer survivor groups where they're showing like a tattoo that they've had done, where they've had like a mastectomy and reconstruction, and then they've like tattooed a nipple on, and they consider that nudity, and that's the end of that. But there's titivation nudity, isn't there? And there's a nudity that's like that could give someone hope, you know, in their own circumstances, or just like, wow, that's amazing. No, they banned the whole lot. They got very, very upset with them. Facebook. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong. That's Facebook. So what other tech news do we have today? There's a lot of updates out. Has anybody done the updates yet? Must admit, not touched one. But one is supposed to be for better handoff between devices and the HomePod. So it would be nice if Paul was with us to say, is that working? Has he done the deed and is it working? Other than that, not much going on at the moment. But I doubt they would release something before the earnings call. So if we can get the earnings call out of the way, then I think we may be doing quite nicely with moving on to all the things that we've been promised. And there's about 9 million in the rumour mills. And will we see any of them? No, they're still going on about the car. You know, not this decade. Well, maybe later in it, but not in the next 2-3 years. But they're still rabbiting on about it. What else did we have, or was that about it? The things I talked about yesterday, I didn't realise when I talked about them that they weren't actually shipping. So the AirPods Max ear cushions are actually now shipping. $69 a pair. That's obscene. I mean, honestly, I know that they do this with cases and accessories and stuff, but when you consider how expensive the headphones are, $69. Couldn't they do those for 30 odd? Or do they really think that it's a cachet to Apple that they're 69? Because like I said yesterday, my entire headphones are on offer at the moment at $40. And they're fabulous. They are absolutely fabulous. You know, and if I wanted to spend another $40, then I could actually replace the entire kit and caboodle. I don't need to think, oh, these are just the AirPods. And now I need the thing at the top, the mesh at the top replacing and everything else. But they're actually available for sale today. They are shipping today. What else was there? Not at all sure if that wasn't about it. It's really, really weird how little we're getting. It could be because it's earnings call day. I don't know. One nice thing, although the fact they've only done it for Sketch is very annoying. Apple have interface design kits. I don't know if you're aware of this. If you use an app that supports the versions that they've released, then that's fantastic. Good evening to you, Tracy. One of them is a new one. It's the first ever tvOS user interface design kit, and it's available for Sketch. So annoying it's not available for things like Adobe XD or Affinity Designer. Who do you blame for that? Because I don't feel Affinity have pushed Affinity Designer enough for interface design. It's very much, I know they've put in a kit of their own, but you've got to talk around this outside your user base for people to know that Affinity Designer would be a fabulous choice for interface design. But I don't think they have, not like Sketch do. You never hear Sketch talking about standard vector-based design. It's always interface design with Sketch. It can be used for standard vector design, but they push it for interface design. I wish Affinity Designer did that more, because I mean, it wouldn't necessarily add any features to it, but it would mean that people who put together interface kits would also think, oh, best do an Affinity Designer one while I'm at it. But at the moment, because it's not talked about in that way, we not only miss out from official Apple interface kits, we miss out from other developers as well who are making kits. And you look at them and, oh, yeah, no problem. It's there in XD. It's there in Sketch. Nothing for Affinity Designer. I think that's sad, because Affinity Designer can do a really, really good job. Oh, hello, Neil. Good morning. Huda spot on setup. Oh, that is indeed nice. They did say they were in negotiations for other apps. One set in particular, I think young Jonathan would be barking mad if it happened. But HudaSpot, nice. If you've never used it before, it's amazing. Version 6 only came out about a month ago, maybe a little bit more, maybe 6 weeks now, other side of Christmas. But it's very, very good. Use that virtually every day. I put things in where they belong and then totally forget where they belong and then just do a quick HudaSpot with them. Another thing I do with HudaSpot is I do a saved query. So I do know where things are. So I could actually do a demo of this. Should I just do a demo of this? Let's put HudaSpot down for a demo. But I have created a saved query that queries a particular location for a particular file name, or at least the beginning of this file name. And it's all of the posters that we need for MacBytes and After Hours. So when I load it up, all I need to do is put the number on the end. And what are you doing now? Has she moved?
Yeah, she's downstairs.
Oh, we didn't move out of the office because her ladyship was snoozing. But now Mike's taking her outside. You will hear her shortly as she barks. Anyway, whichever poster I'm looking for, all I actually need to do is tag on the number of the poster at the end, and it filters it down to literally one file, which is fantastic. So that is great news. Hello, Paul. We were just talking about you. We were talking about the updates to iOS. And have you done them? They're supposed to provide improvements to handoff to the HomePod. You're the only person I know who owns a HomePod. So maybe you could tell us. Or have you not done the deed yet? I must admit, I haven't done the deed yet. In fact, my watch pinged me and said, you know, hello, I've got an update. And I thought, oh, you're kidding me. I'm sure you had an update not that long ago. And I realised this update had been sat there for like 6 weeks and I hadn't done it. So when I did it, the next day there's another update. And I thought, oh, you are kidding me. But no, it wasn't, sadly. Has anybody seen the new icon for the Amazon app? It's appalling. It's a brown box with the Amazon smile on it and like a blue bookmark at the top. It looks so dingy on the watch. On the watch, I've got like notifications from the news app and the health app and the test flight app, even things. They all have white in them, which makes it stand out. And the Amazon one has gone from being like a white smiley into this cardboard box that doesn't say Amazon on it. So you're supposed to know from the logo. It's just not that bright. It's not that. I'm not impressed. Let's put it like that. I'm not impressed. Could have done better with that. It is bad, isn't it, Tracy? I looked at it when the app, the updates were listed, and I thought, what's that? And then I looked again at the Amazon app. I thought, which one? Thinking, tell me that's not the official Amazon app. Yes, it was. I was thinking it must have been like a Prime Pantry app or something, but no, it's the official one. It's not good. It's not pretty. Yeah, Plymouth Hoe. It's classic, isn't it, Tracy? It must have lost something in the translation. But I mean, that's what it's called. And other places have like a hoe meaning an area of grass. And there's always Scunthorpe. It was Scunthorpe Council that sent out emails, and the emails weren't arriving. And they were like, there must be something wrong with the email. No, every like email gatekeeping app was blocking it because of the word Scunthorpe. I mean, fair enough. If the word in question is on its own, fine. But if it's in the middle of another word, what are you thinking? That was years ago. I don't know how on earth they ever got round it. I think it'd probably be easier to rename the town, wouldn't it? I think that will be easier. You've done the updates. You don't have a new enough phone for the improved handoff. Oh, which phone do you need? Which one do you need? And that the Apple do that, don't they? You know, you've got a perfectly usable phone and then it's like, oh, I want to upgrade because I've not got this one feature. That's annoying. And Paul's still got the old Amazon icon. How have you kept that? Oh, I wish there was a choice. I pay for the app to get a choice because this one is bad. Very bad. And plus the fact, you know, why would you change an iconic icon, if you pardon the pun, when everyone's used to it? To put one in that isn't actually an improvement. I mean, I'm not talking here like when Spotify changed the green They changed the colour of the green, the hex code, and people went mental. And I said to Mike, how bad is it? And I looked at it and I said, well, it's different, but it's okay. It was the same icon. It was just the colour. So something like that, people going mad about. I haven't heard one word about this Amazon icon, and I look at it and think, God, that's bad. But it's clearly just me. Yes, and a hoe is a gardening tool as well. So I don't understand them with that. Can you imagine them banning all these garden groups on Facebook? Oh, they really do need to get their act together, honestly. The name derives from an Anglo-Saxon word. A sloping ridge shaped like an inverted foot and a heel. A term that survives in a few other places, notably Sutton Hoo or Hoe. I knew there were others, and I don't find that in the UK, I would say some people might use it in the alternative meaning, but not as many as would use other derogatory terms for the same thing. Why Facebook suddenly decide to do that, I don't know. But it's ridiculous.
The dog.
What's the matter with her?
She's got the heater on, the undersoil heater on.
Oh, and she's happy. She's a happy girl. It shows the knuckleheads at Facebook don't really know anything besides their tech. Well, they're not even using like resources that must be there. Like I said, if you're going to ban something, check its other meanings. Also, other meanings in other countries. I don't know the truth of this, but there was a friend I had who had a German girlfriend, and they went to visit this guy's parents, I think. And they had a dog, and this dog was called Fido. And she, which was a classic name for a dog, wasn't it? So yeah. 20, 30 years ago, Fido. You know what's coming, don't you?
Yeah.
Look at his face. So it is true, then.
I'm only going off what you've said in the past.
Well, anyway, the girl
don't check Urban Dictionary.
Don't check Urban Dictionary, no. No, the girl just kept smiling every time it was, come on, Fido, come on. She was just smiling. So afterwards, he said, like, what were you smiling at? And apparently, don't quote me because I don't know.
I'm going to Google it. Fido.
Oh, no, this won't end well. Well, I heard from this guy's girlfriend who was German that it is German for male genitalia.
It's an open industry standard for developing and promoting authentication standards.
Oh, that's interesting. Like Kerberos, you mean?
Fast identity online.
Hmm.
So there is absolutely nothing about men's genitalia.
Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. It could be a slang word for it in Germany. But every time it was mentioned, she smiled. So the point being, if you are going to ban a word, you need to check what that word might mean in other languages. And even if it's not like in the official dictionary, then check out like the local meaning. Or it could be a colloquialism for something. But do check it. Your Facebook, you're not short of resources for crying out loud. But no, we'll just have a mass ban of the word. Unbelievable. So Paul says you need one with an ultra-wide band chip, an iPhone 11 or later, and you're on an XR. I've lost total track of which of
these
is which.
Urban Dictionary says it's a common name for a household dog.
Good grief, has somebody tidied up? Has Facebook tidied up Urban Dictionary?
It also says it stands for F it, drive on.
I did not know that. There you go. And what, pray, is an alternative meaning of hoe? A lady of the night. A lady of the night. I would say mainly in the States. As I say, I have heard it here, but not often. Not often. If you mentioned it to most people of reasonable standing, it'd be like, what do you mean? So no. Possibly 10% of the population would get that and the rest would be... would have to look it up on Urban Dictionary. There you go. Oh, tell me about it. It's ridiculous. But that's Facebook. It's not the first time. It won't be the last. We'll just have to work out what the next time is. So are you in the market, Paul, for a new phone this year? Come September, when Apple are in need of more money, would you think of upgrading, or is it not worth your while for that particular job? I don't know why handoff can't be done with anything. Spotify does it. Spotify has done it for years. Initially, Spotify had issues with an A-Lady device, only because they didn't want you playing it on multiple A-Lady devices. But since the A-Lady introduced the ability to create groups, speaker groups and device groups, Spotify have played along because you are playing the same song on multiple devices, not multiple songs on multiple devices. So they've been fine with it. So handoff is completely transparent. So much so the other night, I was playing music on my Mac and I put my headphones on my phone, walked outside the office, and the music that was on the Mac suddenly appeared on the device, and that wasn't what I wanted. And what you doing? And then it took me 2 days to get it set back right. I managed to get the music back on the Mac. That was simple. But I didn't notice, because it actually sounded the same to me, it had turned the volume down. And then I'm like, ah, well, the volume won't move. And that was because it was using the device, the phone's volume. So then I had to basically just, I'll come straight out of Spotify on the phone. That'll do it. And it did. But no, that works absolutely seamlessly, has done for years and years. And it is a very, very good feature. Don't get a 12 if you know anyone with a pacemaker. Yes, that's still rumbling on, isn't it, Kim? Pacemaker gate. Paul is in the market, but Pam says we aren't buying until the current ones are paid off. Oh, dear. Oh, that's unfortunate. We need to come up with a plan for you there. Is there no... I believe, but I don't know, in the States, don't they do like a part exchange thing that's better than what they do over here? Or is it on contract? Did you get it outright on a pay-as-you-go? That's what we do. We do that because when we wanted to go from the 3G to the 3GS, which had that was the first one with video recording, we couldn't because we're in an 18-month contract. So we had to see out the 6 months of our contract, at which point you're thinking, well, I'm now only 6 months off a new phone. And then instead of releasing the new phone, they made you wait 18 months for the phone. So I ended up with this thing for a year. After that, I said to Mike, I'm never going on like an 18-month contract where the contract's with the phone and et cetera. I said, just buy the phone, stick with the pay as you go, and you can move whenever you want. And that's what we do, and it works out well for us. We're very lucky, actually, that O2, when they change their contracts, so when they give you more minutes or more whatever, more data, 4G data, you can upgrade if you want. Even if you've only signed a contract last month, you can upgrade. They know that you own the phone. So if they don't let you do that, there's no benefit in them giving you another phone because you own the phone. And you can get out of your contract with a month's notice anyway. So they are very, very good at letting you upgrade. We've upgraded like 3 times in 4 months, haven't we? Mm. What happens is you then get a rolling 18-month contract going forward. So they know you're going to stay with them. But if they don't let you do that, they know that they're going to lose you. So O2 are very, very good. Anthony's on that one. Can't see any reason to upgrade. If you're happy with it, there you go. And Kim's on an 8 and she doesn't want to upgrade either. I said I was going to get the 12, mainly for the improvements to the camera. This was way before it was announced. But obviously, at that point, it was probably this time last year. And I was thinking, new camera, good idea. But not leaving the house, new camera, not exactly a necessity, is it? So leave the money in the bank. The Mac was a necessity. The Mac has been a revelation. So the Mac was definitely the right choice. But a phone, even this year, I'm thinking you're going to have to wow me, Apple. Really, really wow me. Not have me go into the settings on my phone and show me 15 messages about how it would be very, very good if I took Apple One on. Because I'm like, no. You gave me free 12 months on Apple TV. And how many programs have I watched, Apple? Zero. To the point you gave me another 6 months, because I'm not exactly stressing the system, am I? And it runs out on the 27th of February. And I still haven't watched anything. Just not into TV. Oh, we have a new SSD in the house. But when we say in the house, we mean in the COVID cave, don't we, Kim? New cameras, what Paul would upgrade for. I'm glad I upgraded to the 11 when I did, because I had the 7, so I didn't have the 8 or the 10 or the 10 whatever. I don't think I'd had a new phone for 4 years. And I'm glad that I got the 11 and that I was able to use it for at least part of Mike's P year. So we had the 11 for the Munich event we went to, ladies' night, Christmas, and Alverston. And the pictures were fantastic. So I'm glad that I did that. But I'm also glad I didn't bother last year because there really was no point. And I know there's other things with the phone, like you're saying you need a wide chip to do this, that and the other, but not really on. Not really on to force you if you want to use the tech that you've bought alongside that. And that is a decision. It's their decision that they're not going to support things backwards. I mean, they did it years ago. I bought a fax modem, for a Mac. They used to do a USB modem. It was ever so neat and tidy, and it enabled me to send and receive faxes and do anything else that I wanted to do with a modem. And there's nothing wrong with that modem to this day, but the hardware doesn't support it now. So technically speaking, you know, I bought it, it's still working, but because it needs to be plugged into a Mac to actually do something, I can't use it anyway. It's more than built-in obsolescence, isn't it? It's actually killing stuff you've already got. I'm wondering, do they really expect everybody to have a brand new everything at all points? And it seems that yes, they do. Basically, yes, they do. But not all of us do. Not all of us want to upgrade. It's like the ones that want the smaller phone. And then there's something on the big one. It's only on the big phone. What can you do? Oh, they've extended it to July, have they, Paul? So they're giving me more and more and more time to watch this stuff that I'm not watching. Is there anything on there that I would miss if I didn't partake of it? Let me know that. Oh, Affinity have apologised and sent out a new book. Excellent. I was amazed you what you could run in Windows 10 on the 2009 Mac Pro, but not the latest version of macOS. That is true, Anthony. Do you know, I look at my VMs at times and they are pretty amazing. You plug something in. At the minute, I've got a bit of a dodgy USB hub that I need to sort out. But the Windows VM picks up stuff on it all the time. And it will allow you to set everything up. I do think the way Parallels works, I don't know about Fusion anymore. I haven't used it in quite a while. But the way Parallels works is just pretty stunning. I am very, very impressed with it. Theoretically tomorrow. And are you putting it in a COVID cave, Tracy? Because, you know, theoretically tomorrow could be theoretically in 3 weeks. Oh, you've got till tomorrow to sign up for the free year on Apple TV. Is this something you're going to do, Paul? I mean, there's no harm signing up, is there? They do let you know in hand. When you need to cancel, if you want to cancel it. The only thing I've heard of on there that I remember, now I've heard of lots of programmes, but none of the names have stuck with me, apart from The Morning Show, which I think won some kind of award or other. That's the only thing I pretty much remember on it. But I know there have been some science fiction dramas, series and stuff like that. But unlike Netflix, where I could probably reel off about 6 shows, Apple TV, no, the only thing I know is The Morning Show. Oh, you might. I don't see any harm in signing up just in case there's something fabulous on it. But I've not seen anything fabulous on it. But yeah, I might decide to just like watch a programme just for the sake of saying, yeah, I saw one. Oh, a couple of the films. Well, let me know which ones, Tracy. Hopefully they're not as bad as that. Oh, what was that thing? Not Contagion. That one was all right. Pandemic, I think it was called. I know I could only manage 10 minutes. It was bad. It was really bad. The one about the black bankers. Okay, I'll have a look. I shall have a look. I shall make a note of that and go and have a look. And the one with Tom Hanks. Oh, I heard about one with Tom Hanks, but I've no idea what it's called. But I did hear he'd done some kind of film. And wasn't it the most watched thing on Apple TV? I think it was. So I will have a look at those. To be honest, I find enough on YouTube. There are certain YouTubers that I like their stuff. Not technical. I just like their stuff. History things like that. And I find that they are, you know, you think of a history drama on the TV and most people would be put off. And I must admit, I don't watch that on the TV. But there's just something about the YouTubers that make it interesting. And I think, do you know, if this had been school, you do not need to be at school to learn things. These videos are fantastic. And really, when you think about it, they're done in such a way that mainly it's somebody talking to the camera. There are things that come up, like an odd picture or something, but it's not a documentary in the style that the documentary would be on TV. And I think, you know, why would I sit and watch something with somebody chatting on YouTube rather than like a fully fledged all on documentary where you'd see visuals with it? And I think because I can concentrate on what they're saying, and there's not this cognitive overload of just too much coming at you that isn't live footage shot at the time anyway. It's recreation. So why are you watching it? It's there just to keep the eyeballs occupied to the story. So I tend to probably listen more than actually watch. But it's absolutely great stuff. Really is. So don't really. I still haven't installed the TV app. Let's put it that way. And we're heading up to, I think it's about 5 weeks in. You haven't seen Tom Hanks in Sleepless in Seattle. Oh, I saw Tom Hanks. You might need to sit down, Kim. Oh, yes. I have actually seen something with Tom Hanks in. One was Da Vinci Code. And the other was the one with Ewan McGregor, the long one, Angels and Demons. Way, way, way over the top. Ron Howard directed both, and I think his stuff's great. I did enjoy them as like a ripping yarn, but it really was just like a ripping yarn because it wasn't exactly true to life. But they weren't bad. They weren't bad. I think Angels and Demons was a little bit long, but I don't think that was the film's fault. That the book was weird. The book kind of reached a conclusion and then started again. So it was like two books glued together. Both of them were okay. The Castaway one. Oh, was that... what was that called? I think I've seen that. Did that have Wilson in it? Wilson the Ball? I watched that one. I actually found that quite a difficult watch. I thought that was really, really sad how everyone else went on with their life. But if that's the one with Wilson, I did see that one. We have an episode of MacBites named Where's Wilson? All about a cat. Not a ball. A cat. Kim read both the books. I read both the books first and then I saw the films. I thought the Da Vinci one was very, very well cast. Ian McKellen was fantastic as Teabing. I just thought the second one... Well, Angels and Demons was actually earlier in the series than Da Vinci Code. But I think Da Vinci Code was made first. But it was just a little... It was going to be a difficult one to film, I think, because of the way it was written. So I think they did as well as they could. Oh, hello, Renee. Anybody an Amazon Prime member? Is it any good? Just wondering if it's a good addition to Netflix. I do have Amazon Prime and I do have access to the Prime viewing. If you like your football, absolutely, because they have about, I think it's about 30 matches over 6 weeks. But I think that's just coming to an end. There are lots of series on there, but I would say you get full series, but they're quite old. There's a lot of stuff from Canada, crime stuff. What else is on it? NCIS is on it all the way back to the beginning. So particularly if it's older stuff that you would like to rewatch or that you didn't see the first time round. So we had Bones here, but I think only the first 2-3 series. And it was on some weird channel and then some other weird channel bought it and then we didn't have access to it. So that the entire thing of Bones is on there. There is quite a few films on it. I've watched a couple of films. Oh, I know, scary. Scary, scary. I have actually watched a couple of films in the last 10 days or so because I've been doing mindless work. I don't like mindless work. The ones I saw, again, quite old, but I don't have to pay any extra. There's nothing extra to pay on these. Let's get Prime Video. There we go. That's the American one, isn't it? There's the UK one. Right, which was it? Best way to check it out is take the trial and then on the Prime Video homepage, there's a button at the top. One of the menu options is free to me. And what that means is it's free on Prime Video because they host other channels that are paid for things. But the kind of stuff that's on here, the two films I just watched were the Jack Reacher films. What else is on here? Oh, The Americans, I enjoyed that. That was a series I enjoyed. That's on there. NCIS is on there. There's a lot of true crime things, crime that shook Britain and all of that, and quite a few films. We don't pay for the TV. As far as I'm concerned, this is free because we actually pay for the delivery. We have that many deliveries from Amazon that we have Prime for Prime delivery. But the stuff that's on there, there are lots of things on there, and there are some that are made for Amazon Originals. One of the very, very best on there is Hunters. But I do find that very difficult to watch. Another one that I think won some awards is The Marvelous Mrs. Is it Maisel? There's quite a few sci-fi type stuff. Jack Ryan. There's three series of Jack Ryan. The Man in the High Castle. That's another one. What was that one? Bosch. Bosch is on there. I don't know. How many series of Bosch is there now? 5. Good grief. I only watched the first series, but there's 5 seasons of Bosch, and that is very, very good. So if you're into those genres, that's the kind of thing you can expect. They're pretty decent. Castaway with Wilson. Yeah, it was a good film, that. Very moving, but good. So Tracy says, remember that Prime content is different depending on the country. It is, but I think you'll find a lot of the, what I would call filler content, is the same. The originals is the same and the filler content is the same. So sometimes there'll be a series missing because you don't have rights to show it in that country. But a lot of this Canadian stuff is filler content and it's available all over. Just the bit that you missed out on. What was that? Remind me. Remind me, Tracy, the one that you wanted and it wasn't available. The Good Wife thing, the one that followed.
Well, I like The Good Wife with that iPad.
The iPad on wheels.
Yeah.
It's very, very good, technically, The Good Wife. Was it The Good Something? Oh, it was the 3-part one anyway. Renee's going to start ordering with Amazon. I believe Top Gear was on it, but it was not called Top Gear, is it? It's the Grand Tour. I'm not sure if that hasn't come to an end. I don't watch that, but I'm not sure if that hasn't come to an end. That was an Amazon original. So let's have a look. The Grand Tour. But the original Top Gear, The Good Fight, that was it, The Good Fight. It seems illogical that that's not there. I just wish you could download it. Let me have a look. The Grand Tour. Is it still going on? Up to 2019. Oh, 2020. There's James May, One Man in Japan. And there's some Top Gear feature-length specials, but they seem to be from 2015 and they're not included. Some series are there and then they go off at a certain point. So, but they usually tell you if you're watching something, you're halfway through a series and it's leaving in a week, then they will tell you. But I think the best way to think about it is if you're buying it for another reason. So there's plenty that's included with Amazon Prime. For us, it was delivery and the TV was extra to that. And we just consider that it's free. I don't know whether I would pay the full. How much would it work out at? It's about £80, isn't it?
I think it is, £79.99.
So for £6.65 a week, a month, it's probably worth it if you watch a couple of shows, even if you don't have the next day delivery. But the next day delivery is good because if they miss the next day delivery, which they do have a habit of doing from time to time, they will give you a month of Prime free, which is why I haven't paid for Prime in 3 years. Because they make that many mistakes. But I mean, unless it's something I'm direly desperate for. There was one thing I was desperate for and it went missing. It was supposed to be next day delivery. And then they said, can you wait 5 days for it? And I thought, short answer to that, no. So I ordered another one. Then they said the original got lost in the post. So I thought, right, that's fine. So the other one arrived. I think it was a battery charger and I needed to charge the batteries, didn't I, to do a particular job. Anyway, it was all sorted. And about 2 weeks later, this parcel turned up and Mike said, the Amazon have been, I said, I'm not expecting anything. And it turned out to be the first one that had gone missing. But this was in the middle of the COVID thing. So I got onto them and said, you know, this has turned up, but I've already got another one. And you said it was missing anyway. So give me a return number. And it's like, keep it, when we've got more returns than we know what to do with to start with. So sometimes it works out very, very much in your favour. Let's just say that. Kim's financial planner asked if I ordered from Amazon and he told me to get Prime as a money saver. I think if you, over here, instead of paying for delivery, there is an option to get like, you know, we'll send it when we feel like it. And it could be like a week and that would be free. But free next day delivery is with Prime and it is worth it. It is worth it. I mean, you remember the cult pen shop that we talked about with Simon? And Simon got very giddy, turned out to be a pen boy. You know, I would place more orders with them, but you have to pay delivery on every order. So what I do is I think, I'm not desperate. I'll add that to a list. They would get more orders from me if they kind of rolled the postage into it. Because if I want like 10 pen refills, you can put it in a jiffy bag and post it for about £1. Why are you charging me £4.60 for postage? I just won't order. Now, when I did place an order with them, I'd been stocking up for weeks and I got this huge discount voucher. So I decided to put everything that was on the list in the order. The order was so much, Mike said, you know, you placed an order with the pen people. Was it this one? It was expensive, but I didn't have to pay postage. It was free postage. And because of the amount of the order, they actually ended up sending it DPD. So they took the hit on that. So to me, the postage is actually quite important. So that's why we got it. I had never watched anything on Prime until I did see the first series of High Castle. But I didn't see it after that. One of my issues with it, and it could just be me, but downstairs, I had the sound playing through a sound bar that was underneath the dusty TV that we have no idea how it works. So the sound bar. And I found it quite muffly. And a lot of people have said with a lot of the BBC content, I can't hear this. It's too dark and I can't hear it. And I think it could be these sound bars because it's fine on an iPad. It's just when I play it through this soundbar as though it's just making it too deep, too bassy. I don't know. How's everybody else get on with that? But on the iPad, it's fine. Absolutely fine. NCIS isn't available to you. Right. Well, it was to me because I watched an episode last night. That must just be, again, I mean, that's ridiculous, really. Do we know if it's available in other countries? Because if we've had it and we were part of Europe, we've only been left Europe not long. And it is included. I'm not sure how many seasons. So let's go have a look because I know there's a lot of them. Right. Everything up to season 15 is available on Prime. Now, NCIS was another one of those programmes that it was on a channel, I think it was Channel 5, locally to us, where you knew when it was on. So mum would watch it. And then it started going on weird channels and they put it on at like 1 a.m, which was ridiculous. So I had to start recording it and then take the ads out so mum could watch it. She watched it until she died, which was 2013. So which season would that have been? I didn't see all of those at that point because it keeping up with them was just ridiculous. So what year were these? 2005 was season 2. So I reckon she probably saw up to 13, 14, no, nowhere near that, nowhere near. Well, that's weird, those dates don't add up. No, what is season 12? I reckon she probably saw up to 11, maybe, 10 or 11. But I haven't seen anything like that. Wish you knew the trick for getting free Prime when they kiss a delivery. What you need to do is there is a page. It's hidden. You need to go right down to the bottom of Amazon and there's a help thing. So right down the bottom where it's got the back to top option and the addresses. And in there, let's see if I can actually find it because it is a nightmare. Let us help you. Right. Customer service is the last option on the right hand side. And when you get into there, They start the same malarkey trying to get rid of you, basically. So it says, what can we assist you with today? And there's this huge thing with options. Skip all that lot and go down to the bottom again. There is an option that says browse help topics. And on the left hand side, it says need more help. When you click on that, it changes what's available on the right hand side. And you can then go to contact us. And then it takes you through to a secret chat page where you can chat and express your displeasure. And all you need to do is basically tell them what's missing, you know, what delivery have you stuffed up. And then you just put this paragraph in. Now, I've got this paragraph. I use it so often. I've got this paragraph in drafts. So if I do a quick search for prime or late prime. Let's have a look. Amazon Prime. Not coming from there, you're not. Are you in there? There we go. Right. I am an Amazon Prime customer. I place this order on X date for guaranteed delivery on Y date. Despite the order page initially confirming the item would arrive today, it now states the order will arrive sometime between X and Y. This is potentially a long time to wait for a delivery that was promised the next day when the order was placed. Also, the item is still available on Amazon for guaranteed delivery on Z date. I believe Amazon will extend a Prime membership by a month if a package misses its delivery date. Am I eligible for that extension for this order not arriving on time? That way you put them on the spot, answer the question. They are trained not to say no. So the worst case scenario, they'll offer you a voucher instead. But you will get something because they won't say no. Never given you Prime. Well, I think it depends on how bad the stuff up is now. Tracy's got voice enhance on. Music's really loud, the speech really low. I don't think I've put any kind of enhance on it. Good grief, Kim's got to pay for NCIS by episode. No, it's free here. Do you know what we should be able to do that what would be amazing? We need to get a Fire device, all right, download the content on it and then ship it to Tracy. Then Tracy can ship it on to Kim. Things should be easier than this, just saying. That'd be a cool way of working. Nina and Rachel have found some stuff on Prime that they'd like, but they don't have Prime. Kath does, and obviously we do. I mean, it's worth every penny, isn't it, just for the delivery?
Yeah.
He just sent Mike's mum something today, and that had no postage on it, did he? Because that was Prime.
Mm.
And the delivery on an item like that would probably have been about £10, if not more. So it pays for itself. It really does. And if I consider, like I've said, the TV is just like an added extra. But it is nice to go back through all the old stuff that you might like to watch and find it. You need that text. Put them in a position where they've got to say no and then they won't. You need to share a Plex account. I haven't got Plex, actually. It's something I looked at a while ago, but I never went that route. So it might be time to have a look at that. I know young Jonathan's got one. So he's the expert on setting that up. I'll have to find this voice enhance thing and see what that does. You've used the thing with the complaint chat is actually finding it. They keep moving it. They don't want you to chat. There used to be an email option as well, but they took that away. But every time you go to a page that's, you know, help or customer service, or whatever, it forces you into these boxes. About 12 boxes, and they want you to click one of those, and they're all automated. I just actually want a text chat with a person because I want that person to be pushed into a position where they dare not say no. So I just make them an offer, and then they usually say yes, and everything's fine. Plex is a video streaming service that it's not that like you pay for as a TV thing. So you host your own content and then you can give people access to it remotely. I'm sure young Jonathan did that with a series of something, but I can't remember who he shared it with. But he definitely shared it. Voice enhances on for the TV. Maybe that's why it's okay on the iPad. That the iPad is like honed for stuff like that. But this soundbar is shocking. And yet, other content on it's fine. So I don't know if it's some kind of mismatch between it. Or whether there's something in the recordings. But every time there is a new BBC drama on a Sunday night, just check Twitter. Whatever the drama's called, go to Twitter and put the name in. And you'll find a million people saying they can't hear it. that it's muffly, it's too low, the music's louder than the voices, and they have to put the subtitles on, and it's too dark while they're at it. And I think, as I'm looking at it, one was, I can't remember which one, but it was a Charles Dickens adaptation. And there, people are screaming. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm watching it. It's fine. But I think it must be the TVs, these flat screens and stuff. They all render it slightly differently. And if the TV isn't optimised for that particular content, it's not a good experience. And many, many people don't pay for setup on a TV either. And that's probably worth it. The TVs are that complicated these days. It probably is either worth it, or you would need to Google and set it up properly for the content you want to watch. I mean, how a match would come out would be very different to these dramas, and it seems to be these dramas every single time. One of the ones that was absolutely pilloried was the woman who wrote Rebecca.
Daphne du Maurier.
Yeah, only it wasn't that one. It was Jamaica Inn. And obviously, Jamaica Inn, you can imagine it being dark. Well, there was dark and there was this. It was like, it's like it'd been filmed in a mine with a torch. It was shocking. It was dark. That one was dark. But sound-wise, I found it okay. But people were saying they could not understand a word and had to turn the subtitles on. But as we say to the children, if you turn the sound off and you put the subtitles on, now they're not idling in front of the TV, they're learning to read. So it all depends on how you actually look at it, doesn't it? Renee used a soundbar and watched Saturday Kitchen, and it sounds amazing. I think it does depend on the actual content. That was one of my mum's favourite programmes. Mike and I used to come into that at the point that they were, and I'm using air quotes here, cooking the egg. Because the egg was not cooked, trust me, it wasn't. The egg was that uncooked. It probably had feathers in it. But we did like that bit. It was who could cook an omelette the fastest, I think it was. And we loved that bit. But mum watched the rest of it. I didn't watch the rest of it. So Anthony says, I think a lot of the TVs have virtual surround sound switched on as a default. They're not getting the best. That's the thing. I think they put them on for, like, generally speaking, this will sound OK. And I think these BBC dramas are done in such a different way that you may need to tweak your TV. But the majority of people don't know that. But this particular soundbar sounds fantastic with music, sounds great with anything else. But when I put my iPad, it's got Bluetooth on it, this soundbar. So I Bluetoothed my iPad to it, thinking this will be great because my bike was in front of it. So I thought this will be fantastic. Got the iPad in front of me. I'm biking and I've got this soundbar. And it just wasn't. It really wasn't, to the point I thought I'll just turn it off and turn it back to the iPad. But it was the first, I managed through the whole first series. It was the first episode of the second series. And the thing was, I never then went back. And yet it was such a good series. So I definitely need to go back to that. But it will probably be an idea to set up somewhere that I would watch that, where I've got a consistent sound thing going on, because otherwise it's not enjoyable. And you're missing bits. The omelette challenge, that was the one. Oh, that we just, well, my mum.
Like the 196 challenge.
Yeah. My mum liked her food cooked to the nth degree. So if you think of a steak, if it didn't look like boot leather, she would say it was undercooked. She was like that to start with. But particularly, obviously, in the UK with eggs after the salmonella thing. So when you see them do the omelette challenge, we were just rolling on the floor. It was that funny. And mum's face was like, that's not cooked. It was liquid. I mean, they put the egg in and it's like 8 seconds and they've got an omelette. I mean, it would take mum 8 seconds to contemplate whether this was cooked or not, never mind just 8 seconds. Do they still do the omelette challenge? Because I've not seen it in years. Not seen it in years. That would be fantastic. Oh, Paul, I do a similar thing, but what we do in the UK. So Paul's saying that when he calls a company, he presses the zero to get a live person. And Kim does the same. Over here, I don't think pressing buttons works, but if you just don't say anything and it'll rattle on with you, you know, I didn't get that. Can you? But after about three goes, it gives up and puts you through to a person. So that's
get that all the time.
We do that. Just, I said to Mike when you rang somewhere, I said, don't say anything. Don't even try. Well, didn't we ring Apple once and we were just wanting to get through? Mm. And it wanted to give us our local Apple stores and the opening hours and blah, blah, blah. And I said, just don't say a word. And after three attempts, like, I am putting you through to a person. It's your best thing to do. Oh, they don't do the challenge now. Oh, no. Yeah, they probably saw everybody off. What was the salmonella problem? Kim ate raw eggs a lot as a chap. Not in the UK, you wouldn't. It was in the mid to late 80s and there was salmonella in eggs. And one of our politicians came out and said, well, most sadly, most of the UK egg production is infected with salmonella. So no one was touching eggs. Eggs were going to waste all over the place. To be honest, she was probably telling the truth, but she got absolutely crucified for it. She lost her job, the full works. At the same time, there was also, was it E. coli in the beef?
Yeah.
It was one of these times where you literally couldn't do anything. Don't eat anything at all, basically. Let me see if it's on Wikipedia. Is it on Wikipedia? The salmonella scare. Let's have a look. UK, Wiki. So the full saga was these eggs. Oh, yeah, there was quite a few died with it as well. So people did have salmonella from the eggs. And they would say that if you were boiling an egg, make sure that it was hard boiled. Don't have a runny yolk. Actually cook the thing properly. It was a bad time. It took egg production a long, long time to recover. She, at the time, as I say, was a government minister. It came out, this was when John Major was Prime Minister. It came out many, many, many moons later. He didn't want to lose her. Yeah, came out many moons later. They were having an affair at the same time. So, yeah, it was a bit of a sordid thing. You get a lot of E. coli in lettuce. Good grief. Is nothing safe? Is nothing safe? There are no words. I'd have thought lettuce would be safe, but my mum with her lettuce, she washed it in salt and vinegar. She would run it under the tap and then let it lie in the bowl. But she'd put salt on it. And then she'd rinse all that off. And then she'd do it in vinegar. And then she'd rinse the vinegar off. There was nothing alive when she'd finished. Nothing. Definitely not. I'm wondering with the salmonella thing. Oh, I know what I can put in and find something about it. You'll find this interesting. There we go. She is still going, but I'm sure the salmonella, if I put in her name and salmonella. There we go. That's the link you need. Edwina Curry. She's still around. Not as a politician, I don't think. There you go. But it was huge. That was a huge thing. December 1988 it was. And she took it upon herself, according to this. Where have we gone? I've changed the page and it's moved. Right. She issued a warning about salmonella in British eggs, and the statement was that most of the egg production in the country, sadly, is now affected with salmonella. It sparked outrage among farmers and egg producers, and the egg sales in the country dropped by 60%. The controversy gained her the nickname Eggwina. The loss of revenue led to the slaughter of 4 million hens. It was widely interpreted as referring to most eggs produced, but in fact related to egg production flock. And there was indeed evidence that a mid-80s regulation change had allowed salmonella to get a hold in flocks. That's where I think it's actually quite unfortunate. It kicked it off in Northern Ireland because egg production was a huge part of their economy. And at the Christmas party of the Industrial Development Board for Northern Ireland, the featured dish was curried eggs. In 1990, she began the National Egg Awareness Campaign, but it went on years and years and years. And she was right, but she lost her job over it anyway. There you go.
She was also born into an Orthodox Jewish family who disowned her when she married a non-Jewish accountant.
Crying out loud. Oh, a lot of that goes on as well. She was prepping for COVID years in advance, my mum. Oh, she was. That programme I told you about, the one from 2005, the Australian documentary about bird flu, the thing against bird flu, and it's hard to look back now, knowing what we know about COVID, to imagine it, but clearly she could. Roche produced a drug called Tamiflu, and that was what you needed. If you had Tamiflu, you were fine. But to get Tamiflu, no chance. That you could not get it in the country. Nowhere had Tamiflu. So everyone was thinking, coming up to this particular winter of 2005, with this, the SARS thing and the H5N1, if you got it, you needed Tamiflu, and your chance of getting Tamiflu was slim to non-existent. So Mum said to me, this was like probably about 3 months before everyone else cottoned on, she said, surely you must be able to get some on the internet. I think she thought of the internet as being like magic. So I said, leave it with me, Mum. So she said, I want some Tamiflu. And you didn't say no to my mother, did you?
No.
It's like, how the hell do I come back and say I can't get any Tamiflu? You know, the doctors, the NHS couldn't get Tamiflu. Did I get Tamiflu? Oh, yes. So along came four doses, four complete outer... I don't know how much of it you were supposed to take, but trust me, I got four because there was four of us. And I said, you know that Tamiflu? She said, you're going to tell me they can't get it, aren't you? And I thought, yeah, and if I do, you're going to turn me right back round and tell me to go find it. And I said, no, it's on its way, be here in 3 weeks. So we had Tamiflu for that year. She honestly could see it coming. Probably because she lived through the war years. She was born in 1936. So by the time she was like old enough to remember things, like going in the basement, the cellar, when the bombs were flying around. You know, you could be, if the house had suffered a direct hit, they would probably have been buried alive in the cellar. You know, she was old enough to remember that. She was old enough to remember not having enough food and things. So she was very on the ball with stuff like this. How did I know it was genuine? Because I'd looked through the Roche stuff to let you know there are things they put on the boxes, you know, like the stickers. One was like one of those silvery ones that shines like a hologram thing. And there was other things that made you know that it was real or not. Plus the fact I'd actually used this supplier before. So I knew a man who knew a man, Kim. Trust me, you'd find a way because you would not be going back to my mother and saying you couldn't get any.
You know her for Roche, don't you?
Go on.
Michelin Pascal.
Did he?
Mm.
Oh, and he's moved. Roche isn't exactly very big, is it? Or they don't seem to... Like, we know about Pfizer because of their Viagra, and we know about AstraZeneca, but you don't actually hear too much about Roche.
No.
I've heard of them, but clearly they had that one. So, yes, I knew somebody who knew where to source it from, let's put that. I've also got antibiotics on the internet before. I think you just know the places you can deal with. They do try and stop it. For instance, you used to be able to pay by credit card and now you can't. So now it either needs to be some sort of bank transfer thing or Bitcoin. So the governments are trying to clamp down on it. But no, there are places and that's their business. That's what they do. They are locations where they do not need licenses to sell drugs. Let's put it like that. So they buy it from the manufacturers and they sell it on. Roche's big in diabetes stuff. I did not know that. I've heard of them, but I didn't know what their big thing was. We all know about Viagra, don't we? Can't escape from Viagra. But I did not know about Roche. I've heard of the company. There you go. So Mum was a prepper. You know these books that you see of people prepping and they've got like bunkers full of like ammunition. I dare not let her see a book like that or she'd have built one. So no, she didn't have any weaponry, but that was about it. But my mother, if she wanted a weapon, you'd have to find her one because no wasn't an option. Oh, bless her. But she was, I mean, it's one of the situations, some things that have gone on since, like particularly the Brexit thing and the COVID thing. And I look, a story comes out on the news and I look at Mike and we just nod and go, thank God she's dead. Because she just wouldn't, the stress of it, because her mind was always 5 years down the line. So if she'd have heard there was a chance there was a pandemic coming, you know, she'd have had a sarcophagus over the house. She would. And you look at things like that. I mean, the Brexit thing originally, it wasn't that much of a big deal. We were just having a referendum. It was blindingly obvious going to go one way, which was we'll stay in. And then we didn't. And it was going out. And then it all kicked off. That would have had her mind in overdrive. So I'm actually thankful she did not have to live through those two things. She could create a She would see the worst in everything, look at the worst case scenario and then try and prep for it to start with. To actually live through this when the government don't know their backside from their elbow. She'd have dealt with Boris personally by now, let's put it like that. There you go. Right, well, we're going to head off. Mike's already watching the match, aren't you?
And get something to eat.
And get something to eat. It's because my tummy's rumbling. But I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back tomorrow. Good grief. Tomorrow is the eve of Two Show Friday. Unbelievable. Let's have a look what's here. Kim was able to get some meds from Israel before the US had approved it. See what I mean? There's always a way, isn't there? And Renee says his mum would never have survived the pandemic. Far too social. Dad didn't care less. My mum, probably way less social. What she wouldn't have enjoyed was like the 24/7 news and the fact that the news, there's no consistency with the news. It's like, it's getting better. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. We don't know. Yes, it is. That would have done her head in because it's doing mine in. Yes, tomorrow is Thursday, so it's the eve of Two Show Friday. Tomorrow is the eve of Two Show Friday. It is not Two Show Friday.
Also known as One Show Thursday.
It's One Show Thursday, yes. But I like to think of it in those terms, because if tomorrow was Two Show Friday, Renee, I'm not ready. So I'm glad tomorrow's Thursday. Not a problem, not a problem at all. But for the moment, I'm going to say a goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.